Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm glad you joined me today. And I just want to encourage you in the Lord that the Lord wants us to draw near to Him as never before. As we, you know, a few broadcasts ago, I was sharing about the Word of the Lord, and such expressions as the Lord said, the Lord spoke, the Word of the Lord came, they're used about 3,800 times in the Old Testament. And these writers that had the revelation of the will of God almost always began their messages with the word, "Thus saith the Lord." As we read the New Testament, we find that more than 280 quotations from 30 of the 39 Old Testament books are interspersed over 18 of its 27 books. Thus, having said that, we can understand as well as rejoice in the fact that the God of the Old Testament is also the God of the New Testament, and all the promises that God has made are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. That's why I'm just so stirred to share with you that God has given us mighty benefits. You know, we've heard that for years, but have we really registered it? The blessings, knowledge, grace, power, all the things we've been given as children of God. As a Christian, you're not a beggar. You're a child of God, an heir of God, and joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of it. You're a co-heir with Christ. And this relationship to our precious Lord is certainly a position of fellowship with God, of overcoming power, and fellow participation in God's glorious plans and purposes. So instead of just feeling so defeated, lift your eyes and understand that you're already seated with Christ and that you've been given positionally a glorious position of victory, but you must walk in it and claim it. So instead of walking as a beggar, we've been given glorious positions as kings and priests. Not only has God given us specific power and authority as children of God, He's declared us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So God wants us to draw ever closer to Him so we can hear His word. And obviously we have to hear His word before we can do the works of God, right? Come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. That's what the word says in Joshua 3:9. And this day, God wants us to draw near to Him so we can receive the revelation of Himself and His will for our lives. Joseph was a type of Jesus Christ, and he said to his brothers, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt." That's Genesis 45 and 4. And of course, God sent him on ahead to be the Savior of His people during that time of famine. And Jesus today is speaking to you and I, and He's saying, "Come unto me." He will reveal Himself in this hour. God gave Joshua and Israel great victories over the five kings that withstood them. That's Joshua 10 and 24. Therefore, we too have so great a victory in Christ. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. Thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. That's Joshua 10, 25. When Abraham obeyed God, remember when he took his son Isaac to the mountain to offer him up as a sacrifice? It was symbolic of God providing a sacrifice for our sins. Abraham was just about to strike Isaac with his knife when God spoke out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Lay not thine hand against the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me." We could not obtain justification through ourselves, nor through anyone else, even if they were willing to die for us. There was only one sacrifice worthy, and that is the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and that is Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. God provided a ram in the thicket for Abraham, and for us, God provided the Lord Jesus Christ for everyone who believes and would come to Him. Christ died for sinners, for our sins. Amen. Oh, beloved, He has His hand on you, and it doesn't make any difference what the circumstances look like. If you could just view them through the eye of faith and believe what God has declared in His Word for each one of us. In Genesis 22 and 14, Abraham called the place where God had provided a ram in the thicket as a sacrifice to be used instead of Isaac, Jehovah Jireh. That name, Jehovah Jireh, is a monument of great discovery and of great deliverance. It means the Lord will provide. Praise God. How wonderful. And it's wonderful to know that He has not changed. Hallelujah. As I was just praying before coming on the broadcast, I could just see a portion of what God has in store for all of us as His body. What a beautiful relationship we have with Christ, the oneness we have. He's our head, and we're the many members of His spiritual body in the earth. And so I've been praying in behalf of UCM partners, decreeing in their behalf, according to John 22 and 28, that they, as well as you, the listening audience, would begin to enter into that walk that God has for you, greater than anything you've ever experienced, and prayed. And I'm just believing, God, that as you just are listening to me now, that as we spend this time together, He is going to quicken you by His Spirit. Praise God. Let's just wait before Him. I feel the Lord has a word to share. For the Lord would say, Beloved, be still and know that I am God, for the ways of the Lord shall be made plain to you. Do not be discouraged at what seems to be an apparent lack of success or only partial success, for your faith and your patience is not wasted. Even though it may seem that results are not what you'd hope for or inadequate, I have begun a work in your behalf that will not be limited or stopped. So come to me with your cares, come to me with your burdens, and I will give you rest and peace and assurance and all else that you so earnestly desire of me. I have many things in store for you that would just overwhelm you if they were given you all at once. But as you grow in me, you will know that my rest and my peace is new and afresh to you each day. You shall stand fast and be faithful to what you already have, and in due season you will see the greater and greater things, says the Lord. Beloved, don't be afraid to use every opportunity available to you for working in my kingdom, and see in every opportunity the open door to bless the Lord your God. So be of good cheer, for I'm with you in the night and in the day and always to the end of the age. Behold, he that is faithful in his efforts for my work's sake, says the Lord, shall obtain that abundant life and full supply to overflowing. I myself will minister to you in times of weakness. In times of fearsome trials and battles, I will be with you. I will sustain you and show you my will for your life. I will be even as a hedge of safety and protection and peace for your life. Lo, this should only cause you to rejoice and be glad, for I will withhold no good thing from you as you walk uprightly. As you press your way forth into me, I will give to you a double blessing, a new anointing, and you shall know the power of my presence in a more glorious measure. Man makes high and lofty plans for himself and thinks about what he'll do on the morrow, and nothing he plans works out as he desired, because I am the way, I am the truth and the life. Many have been overcome with hopelessness, and they walk helpless with the tides of this life, washed to and fro, and they're walking in defeat because they do not know me as Savior, or because they don't believe my word that I am a Redeemer and a Deliverer. Lo, I say to you, I've called you for greater things. Commit all your ways to me, and I will direct your path. It shall be a path of learning, of my word and my ways, and my will for your life. You will not be afraid, for you will rest in the knowledge that I put my hand over your life and will make you, yea, you are in process even now, becoming a vessel of honor. It will be a time of fellowship and sweet communion through my word and the Holy Spirit. As you trust me fully and completely in all things, you shall see prayers answered like never before. You will be strengthened and encouraged, and you won't be afraid to say yes to me. You'll walk with a reverence and holy fear before me, and I will lead you to rest beside still waters and cause you to drink of living waters, says the Lord. Come, beloved, submit yourself to me without reservation, and you will see the working of my hands in your behalf. I say that your joy shall be full. I shall wipe away your tears. Your needs shall be met. Your life shall be abundantly full of all that you desire and all that you ask and all that you believe, says the Lord to you, even this day. As it is written, so shall it be done as you believe with all your heart, and I will give you that which you need and that which you desire, and you will never again be the same person you were before you heard these words that I speak to you even at this moment, says the Lord to his beloved. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we just praise you. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for moving us into that new place in you, into a walk of victory for your work's sake that has been greater than ever before. Lord, I just thank you for your presence on this broadcast, reaching out to touch everyone in need. Lord, just lifting them up and letting them feel your sweet presence in the wonderful and matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been just a joy to share with you today, to be able to minister the word of the Lord, and to, you know, we can never hear it enough. We hear the word, we're familiar with scriptures, but so often we hear and we're not registering the truth of his scripture. He does have life and life more abundant for each one of us. Praise God. Well, if you are going through a time of trial, I never make light of the battles that we go through. I know what it is to be embattled and to be distressed on every hand. So know that I'll receive your letter with love if you share, choose to share requests. And if you write, I just know that you'll be blessed by what I send back to you. God bless you for listening. Thank you for joining us for the next broadcast. And until that time, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best for.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,